Madam Chair?
I'm going to speak to the intent, that there was not the intent of physically, directly doing this. Survey each station could be at various levels. Yes, Ted?
Let's hear the amendment.
I'm sorry, I'd like to finish my talk.
The division of a question requires a majority vote. It's not debatable.
Okay, thank you.
But I would assume that if it's a friendly amendment and the maker is happy with that division, then as friendly, it would be divided.
Well, are there any objections to dividing it? Let's do that.
One part is my law illegal, so I don't think it's much of a discussion.
Are there any objections to dividing it, as Terry suggested? Well, that's certainly a majority vote, then. Let's move along. Let's consider
okay,
it divided, and now we can now it's open
have,
to amend. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I can't, this is not coming up in my email. Can you please walk through your division one more time for us?
Who is this, please?
This is Jane. I was hoping that Terry could walk through his proposed division
yes.
one more time.
Jane,
if
you will email me, excuse me from Terry, just point of procedure. Jane, if you'll email me your
I did.
Email this minute, I'll put it on.
I did.
When was that?
About 20, 30 minutes ago.
Okay, good. I'll open up and look. Thank you.
Should
Terry?
I see?
Please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the text of the agenda, where it says old business one motion.
Yeah.
I called that paragraph one.
Okay, next.
And then numbering, we start with the fifth paragraph, whereas some people have been registered.
Okay.
And that's where the divided motion begins.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then the next paragraph is included in the divided motion, except that the words unaffiliated and are redacted.
Mm-hmm.
Then we skip the next paragraph and go to 8, that the committee shall recommend measures to ensure, and we include that, and we include the final that has the bad dates.
Are there any more suggestions for amending the dates? Ted, you wanted to amend the dates, I think.
No, I didn't want to do that. I do have a separate motion once this is dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get on the stack. This is Serene.
Serene. All right, go ahead.
Looking at this motion, I object to the language in the next paragraph with regard to the elections committee. I think that the PMB will direct general managers to have a survey conducted. And you know, I want to put on record that I totally object to this motion. I intend to vote against it in spite of the amendment, because I think that it is such a radical departure from the practice at the stations that, in fact, it penalized people now because the check might have come in someone else's name. And there is no way, I think, to accurately determine which are gift memberships and which are not. And to adopt a policy that affects 2007 is one thing, because you can then have people prepare for that. But in the wake of our winter drives, to now turn around and say to people who gave memberships to nieces or nephews or cousins or whatever the case is, and it doesn't matter, you're not actually a member. I think I have many problems with that process. Further, to have this, I don't think it's possible. We're looking at the 12th. Stations are in the process of trying to fulfill and to place orders and fulfill the drives, the pledges for the drives that were just completed. So to think that this is anything useful is going to be accomplished by April 1st, maybe there's some significance in that date. It's not going to happen. I don't think it's realistic. I think the workload in the membership departments at this point of the year is particularly heavy, winter drives generally being the busiest drives. So I object to the date, and I object to the language elections committee. I'd like to change, and maybe Terry or someone will tack it in for me.
Okay.
But certainly with regard to the date, anything before, I would think, the beginning of May is unrealistic. And again, I think that, in fact, this is such a radical change in how stations have operated that to even attempt to put it in place for the upcoming election, which seems to be the intent here, is unfair.
All right, I'll put myself on the stack.
Terry, for point of order.
Please.
Yeah, I believe the chair should recognize part of Serene's comment as a motion to amend paragraph 6 to say that the PMB shall direct general managers to survey each station to assess the scope, status, and location of these involuntary memberships and.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what I heard, too.
And I also think that, you know, we're being asked here to vote on the assumption that this information is correct. There's no citing, no legal citation has been offered yet to support the notion that this is somehow an illegal membership, which is how she the member offering the motion categorized it in a letter to the general manager.
But is the text of the motion to amend acceptable?
What is the Serene, would you read the text to amend, please?
Terry, that language is fine.
Yeah,
direct
the
general
manager. She asked me to.
Yes, okay, may I hear it again? I'm sorry.
What this is actually doing is redacting elections committee and replacing it with PNB shall direct general managers to, instead of elections committee shall. It redacts mention of the national office because they have unaffiliated members but not involuntary members.
Correct. That was a portion of the other part.
That's not in your revised motion anyway, is it?
Well, you're moving to amend it. Yeah, the national office hasn't been dropped yet. So
it's not in the draft that you sent out, the divided motion in progress?
The national office is
national office there?
Is currently in paragraph 6, which
not
is included
in
the divided motion as that the elections committee shall survey. And the change text in the Serene's proposed amendment is that the PMB shall direct general managers to survey each station to assess the scope, status, and location of these involuntary memberships, and.
Well, I have some problems with that language, because ultimately the database. I'm not so sure the general managers are the people to do that. I have a feeling that that should come perhaps under the purview of either an election supervisor or whoever is going to be validating the database.
Mary Bird,
I don't agree with Serene that the intent would be to disenfranchise people now enrolled. I think that the question of surveying and trying to decide how to treat those is something that we would have to decide after we discovered the scope of this. I'm not sure how many people there are. There may be quite a few. There may be not. But I don't think that the threat is to remove people and tell them they can't have a ballot. That is, you know, purely speculative. I think the question is, first of all, to find out if we have a problem, if we have an issue, and then decide how to handle it retroactively and going forward. So I don't want to get too alarmist about the possible effects. On this until we find out what problem we have.
Mary Berg, I'd like to be on the staff.
Yes, ma'am.
As to the question of the general manager, that's just standard language. Doesn't mean that the general manager does this, but this is the person, this is where the buck stops, presumably, and that person designates whoever is the right person in the station. It shouldn't be the election supervisor because they don't have that kind of familiarity with the database. And people who work with it should be the ones, whether it's the person who enters the database or the SysOp or whoever. So I think I don't have any problem with saying the general manager. That leaves it flexible to see who is the person who works with the databases to be able to do this. And That's all. It just assigns responsibility. And as to a question earlier about how would we ever know, right off the top of my head, I would think the simplest thing is if the person who's paying is a different person. I'm not saying how I feel about it or anything else. I'm just saying an easy way to tell is that the person paying for it is not the person who's being subscribed, then it's a different person. It could be a gift subscription. So that's very simple to find that out.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that doesn't mean I'm favoring it or unfavoring it. I'm just saying that mm-hmm. it's not a problem to determine who falls in that category that I can see.
Mm-hmm. Can I get on the stack?
Who is this, please?
Serene.
Serene, go ahead.
I actually want to ask Mary. Mary, if I call to make a pledge, but my sister uses her checking account for it because I don't have a checking account,
mm-hmm.
you go through the system, the person writing the check is different from the person whose membership. That doesn't constitute a gift membership. There's no way for you to determine whether or not I've given her money.
Well,
or whether she owed me money. There's so many ambiguities in this, that and to implement it and to implement it retroactively, which is in fact what the attempt is here, so that it penalizes people who have either used alternate forms of payment or have been given gift memberships, which, as I said, is not a new practice. And if it's something that people want to talk about moving forward from 2007, that's fine. But to in fact say to stations that have been operating, because gift memberships are something, I know we talk about it a lot here in New York. I don't know, I'm sure I've heard it on the stream from other stations, so I know we're not alone in this. Actually go back and disfranchise people, which is essentially what, you know, I think someone acknowledged would be the effect of this motion. So what, some people are more equal than others again? I mean, what's this?
This is Patty.
This is Carolyn. I'll put myself on the stack
and
after
Patty. Terry,
go ahead, Patty.
Too.
Terry, mm-hmm. Patty.
What if somebody that, for example, the member here that's worried about the gift membership, what if someone she doesn't like gives $25,000 for 1,000 memberships? And, you know, and just doles them out, you know, then is that okay too? Are we going to stop that? I think that it's clear this is a membership organization. The people that get elected end up as license holders of the foundation. And the stations just have to straighten themselves out. And I believe, wasn't the gift membership thing done that you could give to one other person or something? That's what I... that never made it in the bylaws?
No.
I never saw that.
No. I know it was talked about. I recall that, Patty. But,
you know, we can't, you know...
I think it was in draft A or something, but it's long. It didn't make it very far.
And this year is a very crucial year. This example, if some person that I don't like has $10,000 or $25,000 and makes 1,000 memberships for the people of their choice this year and takes over our local station board, well, that's not okay with me. So is it okay with you? I mean, you know, this is why we have this situation. This is why we have to have some kind of processes in place. And so
it's called bylaws revision.
There is, after you win the 2/3, you mean? Then we'll revise the bylaws. I think that this, we're trying to preempt in this election right now, which is, you know, the next one.
Let's not have any crosstalk on this because this is not.
I have the floor. By the way, I think I had the floor.
I think the member.
I think I had the floor.
The member is out of order.
I had the floor.
You're out of order, Serene. Would you let Patty finish and not have any crosstalk until we finish the conversation?
You cannot interrupt for a point of order either.
I appreciate it if you would not interrupt for points of order. Patty,
personal privilege.
You're out of order, please. I'm ruling you out of order because Patty has the floor, and as soon as she is finished, you may speak.
Madam Chair, did you rule her question directed to me out of order as well, or was that in order?
Serene, I'm sorry, but you're out of order. Please allow the member to finish, and then you will be on the stack. I was next after Patty, and then you may be on the stack if you wish. Patty,
I never mentioned anybody's name. I'm mentioning exactly what the facts are, and we all know them. I was asking exactly what if that scenario happens, and it's somebody you don't like. What are then all of a sudden are we going to run around and stop it? I think that, you know, this is why we're trying to make resolutions happen now, so we can take care of this so it's a fair election as possible. That's why we're here. It's not to disenfranchise anyone.
All right, I think I was next, and I did want to answer the allegation that this is going to knock people off the list. That is not going to be the result, I hope. I think the probable resolution I would see of this is asking people who have gift memberships to simply sign a statement that, yes, indeed, this is who they are, and they intend to be members. I think that there are two things required. One is your own money. In other words, you can't buy a ballot. You can't buy a membership for somebody. And the other is the intent to become a member, which means a signature and a statement of some sort. A pledge usually does that. So I don't think those are unreasonable things, and I think the alternative is to, in fact, create a second class of members who are bought and paid for. And I think that is what we're trying to get at, and that was what we're trying to avoid. Patty's point is well taken. It depends on whose ox is being gored, but the fact is we don't allow people to buy memberships. It's not allowed. And gift memberships is a practice that has been overused and overdone, and I think is subject to corruption. So that is the basis of this motion.
Well, could I be added to the stack, Mrs. Harrison?
And
yes,
Terry was on the stack.
I'm sorry,
and
Terry.
Jane, I would like to author the stack.
Terry, Harrison, Jane. Anyone else?
I believe I'm next.
I'm sorry, Terry. I asked Serene to speak after I did, and then Terry. Sorry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll allow the four people named to. Is it four? Harrison, Terry, and Serena?
Terry, Harrison, Jane, and did anyone else want to be on the stack?
Was that Jane? I thought it was Irina. That's fine. Those three, and then I'll speak. That's fine.
Terry?
Yeah. I wanted to point out that the bylaws identify members as natural persons who have contributed, not natural persons who have had someone else contribute in their name. And point out that one measure that the committee might recommend for getting individuals to validate their membership is to send them a ballot in the election. And if they return the ballot, they are validating their membership. If they don't return the ballot, then they don't count for quorum, which is a problem with gift memberships, that they increase the quorum requirement but are less likely to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that Serene's amendment regarding elections committee versus general managers be voted on so that I can offer another amendment to the text, which will also make it less contentious.
All right, thank you. I'm going to put myself on the stack at the end of this one then regarding the general managers. Harrison.
I'm sort of in a problem here. I'd like to call a question on the amendment, and I also was hoping to speak on the current issue. I can't do both. Is that true, Madam Chair?
Well, I didn't.
In committees of 12 people or less, you cannot call the question at all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I think Terry's comment is interesting in that you know, perhaps... I guess my basic idea here is that we're confronting bylaws issues, we're confronting legal issues, we're confronting Terry's suggestion that there's an interesting way to assess a person's intent to be a member by sending them a ballot. He's right, we do have quorum problems, particularly in Los Angeles. I think maybe we should consider referring this to the governance committee or something.
Mm.
All right. Jane?
I am going to have to sign off soon. I initially wanted to speak against this motion because I felt that Serene's point about really adding any more complexity to a difficult process. I certainly would not support that. But the other members who have reminded me of that general concern that was raised in the original bylaws drafting process, it was difficult to tackle then, and that's, I think, the decision not to put any specific language in the bylaws was one of the few wise choices of restraint. But I don't certainly think that this committee, I think it's very appropriate for this committee to deliberate on this. I think that for governance to take it on would be, I think it'd be too far afield. I think that it isn't, very much appropriate to this committee. And, I hope that no action is taken tonight, because I think it's, at the very least, if a work group is formed to hammer out a few of these ideas, or else perhaps after I leave, you all will really beat it into submission.
Not likely, Jane.
Okay.
The later
really
it gets, the less likely that is.
Is that a motion, Jane, to form a work group, or?
Yes.
All right.
Could I speak to that motion?
Yes, I'm not too sure.
Kind of a point of order.
Yes, please.
Well, we have a motion to amend on the floor.
Ah, yes, sorry.
And we unless it's the motion to amend that's being referred to work group,
Jane,
we ought
I'm
to resolve it.
I'm leaving the call, and I would like to withdraw my motion to form a work group. Okay.
All right,
Jane, thank you.
Jane,
before you leave, this is the time you agree to adjourn the meeting. So if you could just agree to form a working group and work with the committee.
My motion was defeated to terminate.
Right.
The
we
schedule.
Didn't agree.
As for 10:30 was defeated, well, I'll be leaving.
Yeah, that motion was defeated.
How long is this meeting going to last?
Well, as long as we do, I guess, but no longer. Absolutely not a minute longer. We will come to a point where we decide we're not getting being productive.
Okay.
All right.
Point of order, then.
Thank you, Jane. Yes.
I'd like to ask the chair to limit discussion to the amendment so that those who have further amendments at the ready can be recognized after we decide on the amendment.
Limit discussion to the amendment as read.
Right.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Serene, do you want to speak to that? Or?
Yeah, I think I was mentioned on the stack anyway, right?
Right.
Do we still have quorum, by the way?
Well, it doesn't matter if we do. It'll depend when we vote on whether
well,
on what the vote is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm asking whether we still have quorum.
We don't know because people come and go and don't announce that they're leaving.
May I ask that we determine by calling the roll whether or not we have quorum?
I think that would be almost a waste of time, because what we need to do, it doesn't matter whether we have quorum. What matters is when we vote whether we have enough members.
Kind of parliamentary inquiry?
To vote as if the majority of the quorum were voting for an issue.
Parliamentary inquiry?
Yes.
For those who live by Robert's rules, is my question about whether or not we have quorum a question that the chair can decide whether or not she wants to answer?
I have a response ready.
Yes, go ahead, Terry.
Yes, quorum calls are in order. However, I believe that the chair in ruling the quorum call dilatory at this point is correct, because we are about to vote on an amendment, and that vote will determine, will reveal who is present and if a quorum is present.
Thank you for the clarification.
Well, we're about to discuss amendments. We don't know if we'll ever get to a vote.
Oh, my God. Let's hope.
Hey, just a little something to look forward to.
Well, have you made your point, Serene? Because I think I was next on the stack.
I'd like to speak. I continue to be concerned by this committee's willingness or apparent willingness to retroactively enforce rules with regard to who sent the check. I think that there is no way to easily ascertain which are gift memberships as opposed to which one simply came through a different means of payment. I think it is much more fitting to make the inquiry to see what kind of information we get and then make some recommendations and work with the governance committee, because I do think this has serious membership implications. I think that to ignore the fact that it's common practice within the network for gift memberships to be encouraged as a way of increasing the station's outreach, and to simply ignore that is...
Point of order. The member is not speaking to the amendment.
Yes, thank you, Terry. That is true. Serene, do you want to speak directly to the amendment?
I think that we need to direct the general that we need to direct the general managers to actually get the information so we can actually see what we're looking at. But to say that, to first of all, to qualify the membership as illegal or illegitimate, I that language is problematic. And there has yet been no legal citation to suggest that this is...
The member is addressing my next amendment.
Thank you.
Well, I haven't said it yet, so I can't...
I know, that's very precious.
All right, it's true. Yes, let's keep to the amendment. I believe I was next on the stack.
I'm sorry. He said I'm addressing something that he's not yet said. And
yeah, meaning you're out of order, Serene, yes.
Excuse me, this is Carol Wolf. I have to leave the call as well.
All right, Carol. Thank you for being here.
Good night.
Serene, do you have anything else to say to the amendment itself?
I'd like to do that again.
Shall I go ahead?
Well, I did when I was on the stack, and I just wanted to make one point. I do think that it would be a bad idea
to...
Sorry,
you asked whether I had something to say, and I said I'd like to have the amendment read again.
Why is it? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I didn't
you
either,
said
I'm
no.
sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's
as
my very act. Should he go ahead and read it?
I see. I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. You all have such soft...
Point of information. Is this a Pacifica meeting?
Is this a Pacifica meeting?
Yeah, is this a Pacifica meeting?
What is your point, Patty, to Elections Committee?
Oh, it's Elections Committee. Okay, thank you.
Now,
I think that's dilatory.
Yeah.
If you don't know where you are, hang up.
The members, that's totally inappropriate. We don't
that's
need either...
That's ridiculous. Come on,
remote.
Carolyn.
Yes.
Come on, Carolyn.
Terry, would you read the motion again, please?
Yeah, we would get around to reading it right before our vote anyway, but
that's
this
fine.
Is to change the text of what was originally paragraph 6 and is now part of the divided motion to read that the PMB shall direct general managers to survey each station to assess the scope, status, and location of these involuntary memberships and...
All right, I would like to speak to that, and I think it's a very bad idea.
Sorry,
to have
order.
The...
Point
yes.
of order.
Yeah.
I asked that it be reread because I wanted to say something.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. Go right ahead, Serene, again.
I think the language should read that the PMB shall direct general managers to conduct a survey of their station rather than each station.
Yeah.
And I think we should also have them describe the mechanism by which they make the assessment. So, can you throw that language in there, Terry?
Yeah, I have the language that you provided, but I don't have the general methodology defined. We could leave that up to the managers.
That's what she said.
I don't think that we're telling them how to do it. We're telling them to tell us how they did it.
Right.
So
well, if you have specific language to suggest, Serene, go ahead and suggest it, because I'd like to finish up the discussion and move to a vote.
Carolyn, that's why I was speaking to Terry, who's very good at just hammering these things out.
Mm-hmm.
That the managers shall also explain how they derive the information.
Yes, I have that.
Thanks.
All right, I would like to speak to that. I think it's a bad idea to give the general managers the responsibility, and I'll tell you why. I think that it is possible that the general managers might not want the responsibility or might not be willing to carry it out for one reason or another, or might not even be able. And so I would like the, if people object to the elections committee being responsible, then the PNB should direct the elections committee working together with the individual station managers. I would accept that language, but I would object to turning it, putting all our eggs in one basket, if you will, to someone who could simply make a bottleneck and stop any forward motion at all, if in fact they decided, for whatever reason, that they couldn't or wouldn't do this. So I will vote against that particular aspect. And I'd like to go back to the language of the PNB shall direct the elections committee working with individual stations to assess the scope, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's much safer in terms of giving people cooperative responsibility, but not allowing any one person, which it came down to in effect block any motion on this.
I have an amendment.
That is the amendment. Yes, I'd like to have that.
No, this is Serena. I have an amendment.
Well, there are two amendments on the floor now in terms of language, so I don't think we can go to three, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe we should dispose of these two and vote for those two phrases, get rid of those, and then go to your new amendment.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Jeff.
If her amendment to your amendment would be construed as friendly, then perhaps we wouldn't be adding an amendment to the amendment to the amendment. So I would think that it would be appropriate to at least hear what her amendment is, and then you could rule it out of order if it is actually a third level of amendments.
Mm-hmm. All right, good advice. Yes, Serene, do you want to read your proposed amendment?
Sure, I'm trying to get back to Terry's draft. Give me a minute.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I'm trying to get back to the language Terry sent out so I don't have to
read
it again. That the PNB shall direct the general managers through the administrative council, because in fact it means then that they'll have one discussion about it instead of each station manager having to do it separately. They can have one discussion in the administrative council with a mechanism to do it so that we can be sure that every station then is using the same set of guidelines.
Well, I would not consider that a friendly amendment, because I think that the Administrative Council, if I understand it, reports to the ED, who would be responsible for executing anything that directly. So I would rule that that is a third amendment and quite different.
I'm sorry, you think that the Administrative Council reports to the ED?
That's my understanding,
includes the ED, doesn't report to the ED.
But it did.
I thought it's a creature
information? Of the ED. Yes.
There is no administrative council anymore.
What is?
It's called the
operations group.
Operations collective.
And who does it report to, Patty?
Under their new name.
They are. They work together. I don't know exactly what their structure is. The ED is the in charge of the foundation, though.
Mm-hmm.
Point of privilege.
Yes.
May I read the text as I have interpreted Serene's suggested new amendment?
I ruled that was a third amendment, and as I understand it, we need to dispose of the first two before we go to a third.
No, I thought we were going to hear this.
Well, I thought we just did. Didn't Serene just read it?
No, I didn't read
no.
it.
I thought Terry was going to craft it.
Terry, are you changing the
describe
language
this
that Serene has? Proposed?
I didn't propose language.
Right,
I described
ahead,
what
please.
I wanted.
Yes. Here's an interpretation that you can accept or reject.
Sorry.
That the PNB shall direct the executive director to have each general manager conduct a survey of their station to assess the scope, status, and location of these involuntary memberships and advise the committee of the methodology used in this survey. And
either the general manager or who, please?
That the PMB shall direct the executive director. I sent this by email.
Email to Mary.
That the PMB shall direct the executive director to have each general manager conduct a survey of their station to assess the scope, status, and location of these involuntary memberships and advise the committee of the methodology used in this survey. And that incorporates both Green's original amendment and her suggested revision, I believe. Except it.
Thank you. Someone put that noise on mute, whoever has, whatever's going on there. Sorry.
Yeah, it's not
Thank
Halloween,
you.
So.
It's terribly noisy.
It incorporates that the mm-hmm. PMB works through the executive director rather than directly giving instructions to general managers.
I'm not happy with leaving the instrument or the methodology up to the general managers again, because they may not if they're all doing it in a different way, we're going to end up with five different parameters for determining how to deal with these, and I think that could be
May I be on the stack, Mary Berg?
Yes, Mary, go ahead.
Well, you know, we're going around when this is that's been said, and some obviously will agree and some won't, but I think I don't hear anything new being said by that. I mean, you feel that the general managers shouldn't be the ones. Other people feel they should. And it gets later and we all get fuzzier. Mm-hmm. I would like to be able to vote on maybe just that paragraph or take it paragraph by paragraph, something so that we can... I think we've come to the end of our useful discussion. I'm not hearing any new ideas from anyone,
mm-hmm.
including
mm-hmm.
me. So... here's the radical idea. The only one I have is that we proceed to devise a way of voting on this, either paragraph by paragraph or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we can keep wordsmithing by committee much longer. We're not getting anywhere.
That's probably true. Serene, do I assume you're rescinding then your original amendment?
I'd like to speak to the motion as it currently exists.
And replacing it with this one. All right, go ahead.
The first paragraph of the revised motion. I'm sorry, I don't have the old numbers. Somebody can throw them in if someone needs them. But as I understand it, the motion currently reads, and I want to make what I think is just a correction. Whereas some people have been registered as members by others, give subscriptions contrary to the requirements of the membership organization. Of a membership organization which requires evidence of voluntary association, and I am still asking for the citation on that, by the way. Be it resolved that the PMB shall direct the executive director to have each general manager conduct a survey of their station to assess the scope, status, and location of these involuntary memberships and advise the committee of the methodology used in this survey, and that the committee shall recommend measures to ensure that recipients of gift memberships are required to validate their memberships before becoming legal members of the foundation. I think that paragraph is bylaw illegal and should be struck in its entirety. You can't tell people whom you've previously treated as members, we've reconsidered it and you're no longer a member. And the last paragraph, which in its original form read that the committee shall publish an interim progress report by April 1st, that is completely unrealistic. I would ask that we change it to May 1st and send recommendations as developed to the National Elections Supervisor or in his or her, I'm sure that was an oversight, and there's no assumption that the election supervisor will be a man, his or her absence to the executive director by, that would now need to be June 2006. So that's the motion as I see it.
Seems what I, Terry, is that
well, that raises that yet another motion. Or I think we need to work on these backwards. Perhaps we should work on take Mary's suggestion and do them paragraph by paragraph.
Can I just ask before we move on from this, Terry? Did you see any obvious flaws in that?
Just one.
Okay.
That my next amendment you would endorse and so should include, and that is to redact the words from the beginning, contrary to the requirements of a membership organization which requires evidence of voluntary association.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't think that's necessary, and
I think
just
it
drop
should be
that.
Redacted.
That way we're not asserting any point of
right.
law.
I agree.
Absolutely.
With that.
There's no evidence to that.
Well, I beg to differ. The evidence is in the bylaws that.
Well, if it is, then we don't need to say it. I think that's not an accurate rephrasing of what's in the bylaws, so it would lead to opposition where none may exist. So I would personally be in favor of redacting it. It
so with that change,
anything.
That's the first paragraph. Why don't we do it seriatim and go one by one?
All right, that sounds
okay.
All right, and then the first, you mean the original numbering, Terry, that you had, or the first of the
In the divided motion.
In the divided motion. All right, number five. Whereas some people have been registered as members by other people, give subscriptions, and you want to cut out the contrary to the requirements of membership organization.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Through the comma, be it resolved that. All right. I will accept that. Mary, do you want to
be it resolved that.
That. Mm-hmm.
Do I want to? Okay.
Yeah, I think we may have to vote on these
one by
one.
Is there objection to the change?
Yeah.
There's no objection, right?
Well, mm-hmm. I do object to it. I think it should
be
in
object.
There. But
okay.
I think I'm going to be outvoted, but let's go through the roll.
Sorry, you said that what?
I do object, and I think we should go through the vote.
Okay.
Just for the record.
And please, what is that number paragraph?
Five.
That is five. Okay.
The original five, if we count the first, that isn't really.
Well,
a
whatever. I just want to. I'm putting
right.
it in my tally
right.
here. Okay. Mary Berg, I vote yes. Carolyn Burden.
No.
Terry Goodman.
Yes.
I don't need last names. People all know each other by now. Patty.
Hello.
Patty.
Pass a moment.
Okay. Melinda is gone now. Richard? Hello, Richard?
Which paragraph are we... This has been very confusing.
Okay.
Paragraph 5, we're
voting on the amended version.
Eliminate contrary to the requirements of the membership organization, which requires evidence of voluntary association. The motion is to eliminate that sentence.
I'll vote no.
The phrase,
sorry.
Okay, Richard votes no. Wait a second. Serene?
Yes.
Ted, are you here?
Yeah, yes.
You vote yes. Lamarne hasn't been here. Carol is not here. Zarina?
Yes, and I'm going to have to leave.
Okay, well,
Serena. Can you wait till we finish the motion?
Maybe
all right.
We can get
sure
one more paragraph, Zarina. Don?
Point of information, was that last vote? What was the last
vote?
We're
in the middle of a vote. Ted, can you wait until we finish the
Zarina
call?
Said yes.
Thank you.
Don? Okay. Harrison?
Yes.
Jane is gone. Deb isn't here. Okay, let me go back to Patty. Are you here? Are you muted, Patty?
I'm here.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Well, it's just a little phrase in the whereas.
Yeah, right. I'll say no.
Okay, wait. All right. Let's see. Don, did he leave the call? Don White, are you there?
Seems to have left.
Oh, okay. So that's it. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3 no's. So that passes.
That passes. Okay. Moving right along.
What is the membership of the committee, and what's the quorum?
The quorum was 7, and we have 6-3. We still have 9
have 9
people.
Mm-hmm. We have.
So the required vote from now on is going to be 4?
The required
yes,
vote of it was always 4, yes.
It was always 4, and
majority.
It'll stay 4.
Yeah.
Right.
No matter how many people leave, right?
Right.
All right, so paragraph
and
7.
Then we have paragraph 6.
I'm sorry, 6, right.
And that's... Oops, wait a second. My
that's
bylaws
been amended several times. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that one now, the amended version that we vote on reads that the PNB shall direct direct the executive director to have each general manager conduct a survey of their station to assess the scope, status, and location of these involuntary memberships and advise the committee of the methodology used in this survey. That's paragraph 6.
Is there no way... I really would like to change involuntary to gift.
Is there an objection?
Well, that doesn't comprise the whole...
Now is the time to amend each paragraph.
Absolutely. Yeah, why... We should simply say these memberships. We've already described the memberships in the first paragraph.
Of
There's
such
no
memberships.
Oh, I think we need to have some indication
gift,
of what
right?
the objection is.
Well, we have said there
well,
are some people...
Some of the gift memberships may not be involuntary, in fact. You know, I mean, I may say to somebody, you know, I don't have $25. Will you send in the money for me?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then it's not a gift. I mean, I...
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I mean, it's good. Well...
And proxy memberships, and third-party memberships.
You've described them as gift memberships already, and simply
that's
using
true.
Such memberships is fine.
How about gift in quotes, the way we've had it? It's in quotes already. Let's leave
yes,
it in quotes.
Yes, I would accept that.
Okay. Take out involuntary and put in quote, mm-hmm. gift, unquote. How's that?
Mm-hmm. That's the general term by which they're known.
Okay.
So PNB shall direct the ED to have...
Each general manager
each
conduct
general
a survey
manager.
Of their station to assess the scope, status, and location of these quote-unquote gifts of memberships and advise the committee of the methodology used in this survey.
I would like to amend the advise the committee. I would like to direct each general manager to... Somehow I want a uniform method, and I'm not quite sure how to say that. I want to make sure that each general manager doesn't do their own thing, because then we'll have no basis for doing anything with these things.
Couldn't we simply ask the ED to ask, I assume that he has meetings with the general managers as a group, whether in this operations council or in some other forum, to actually make sure that... There's some level of coordination between them, among them, or their membership directors to be sure that the same criteria is being used in each case. I mean, I'm quite sure he would understand that request.
I would like to say working together, and I'd like the Elections Committee to be involved in it. I'd like to say working together with the Elections Committee to devise a uniform instrument or a...
Well, I don't... How much are you assuming the Elections Committee knows about MEMSIS as opposed to the people whose job it is to work with it every day?
Right.
We're the only people who have a technical advisory committee. We actually, at this point, we know a bit about it, I think.
Well, perhaps so, but it seems to me that we can respect the people who do the work enough to allow them to do the work without our supervising them. That's not our responsibility.
Mary Berg here.
Yes, ma'am.
And Terry on stack.
And Terry.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Mary, go ahead. Please.
Oh,
uh-huh.
I don't think at this stage, since we have more paragraphs that deal with this, so I think at this stage to leave it the way it is fine. If we want a standard methodology, that would be more appropriate to. Put further on, she'll recommend measures to ensure that and so forth or whatever, and publish an interim report, we can find, for example, well, this methodology was totally out of whack with every other one and all the other four
mm-hmm.
stations. So I don't think we are not going to be able at this hour of the night to craft anything meaningful
mm-hmm.
as to what a standard methodology would be. So I think we should go ahead with this. And I'm not certain, really, that you can have the same methodology for every station, given that, yes, they have Memphis, but other things There are other systems. Electronic systems are very different. I couldn't say off the top of my head that that's even possible. So I would rather not get bogged down in altering and altering. I think if we're going to ever get done, let's just move with this. We can always revisit it, you know, once we get it as a whole, we're going.
Well, I would
like
to
suggest... I don't think you should have one paragraph try to do everything.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mary, and I think I'm going to suggest that we postpone this to the next meeting because I see we're getting bogged down in that, and you raised another issue about different systems at different stations, which happens to be the case.
I know.
So I'm going to suggest that we post... Is that out of order, Terry? To postpone this until the next meeting, until we can get language in print that we can then...
But I'll go ahead and send revised language on this paragraph to the committee right now.
All right, go ahead.
With whatever...
Is that agreeable to everyone that we... I think you're right, we're getting a little fuzzy here.
Someone wanted to do that half an hour ago. You insisted it had to be done tonight.
Well, as energy wanes, necessities diminish.
It is 11 o'clock on the East Coast, and I'm going to ask again, when is this going to end?
Well, for me right now, pouring the personal privilege, hours late to work.
All right. I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Terry must leave the call.
All right, Terry. I'm going to move that we...
Serena's leaving the call.
That
Thank
we postpone
Have a
these...
Good night.
That we postpone
that
these
we
until the next...
Oh, hang until we adjourn, Serena.
I move that we adjourn.
Madam Chair.
I was moving that we postpone this to the next meeting, and then that we adjourn. Yes, Terry?
At this point, I'm going to be very brief because I'm not objecting in general to the motion to adjourn, but it is a debatable motion since we, if we approve the agenda and we haven't made our way all the way through the agenda, then a motion to adjourn before we reach that point in the agenda is debatable, but I just wanted to point out, and then I will agree to adjourning, that if something is put on the agenda, I looked this up earlier in the meeting, if something is put on the agenda as it was for our previous meeting, and it was those series of motions that you have on the agenda, and we do not get to them, they are considered unfinished business. They are not considered new business still.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry for interrupting. Yes, thank you. I will look that up. I thought that they were unfinished, but I was corrected, and perhaps we need to clarify that. Is anyone objecting to adjourning? It is debatable. Hearing no objection.
So, therefore, this matter is automatically postponed.
Everything, yes, as we pick it up just as it hits the floor.
And Terry, if he hasn't already left, he'll send out what he's got.
He already has. Thank you all for hanging in.
Let me make one suggestion, and that is that even though we haven't formally approved this motion, we could possibly informally share this concern with the general managers and see if they have some suggestions as to how to resolve the problem.
Thank you. Good suggestion. I will take that up. That's a good idea. Thank you.
Who moved to adjourn, by the way? Oh, Serene did, right?
I have a question. Yeah, I did. I assume that in these conversations we'll be inclusive so that the conversation with the GM in Houston would include all the Houston members and who wish to be part of the discussion and so forth, correct?
Or anybody else.
Serene, are you talking about the... the members of this committee or the entire board?
No. This committee.
This committee.
It was the suggestion that, you know, in the interim, we could certainly talk to the GMs and see what they have in mind. I'm suggesting that discussion be a shared discussion with all members of the committee who are interested in having that discussion.
My point would be that the GMs are not so much the people to talk to in there, but it is the membership... personnel, the people.
Right,
who,
but my point is that I don't think that board members ought to be walking in and questioning staff. I think discussions ought appropriately to go through the GM.
I hear that point. Thank you.
Well, in view that we don't agree and there are a few of us left and it's been 3 minutes since the motion to adjourn, I would I think that speaks very much in favor of tabling it without that part and just adjourning where we were 5 minutes ago.
That makes good sense. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Repeat that, Mary?
Well, I think in view of the fact that, you know, Ted says consult the managers and then, you know, we all we do that. So, and the motion to adjourn came before that. And before that was Carolyn's motion to postpone this. And then the motion to adjourn, and I think we should stop there and deal with. If we can postpone it, and then adjourn.
My concern is that there are three people from each listing area, and instead of having the general manager on the committee. So instead of three separate people walking in at separate times to the GM,
I agree with you.
They have actual work to do. There should be some coordination, and members of the local area should just have one conversation if such a conversation is to happen.
I'm not certain that it's even a good idea. I don't personally feel I want to vote for whether we should be consulting the general managers before the next meeting.
Okay.
Anyway,
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
Since we're not adjourned, I think it's inappropriate for the secretary of this committee to be interjecting. I made a suggestion. Serene spoke to the suggestion. I think her rebuttal was fine. Now I am ready to adjourn, but the suggestion that all committee members work together to communicate with the GM I thought was healthy, and I hope the members of the committee who have the right to do whatever they choose to do can do it, but I'm glad she made that point.
Thank you. It's going to make the operation quite unwieldy, but the point is well taken that there should be as little disruption of the general manager's schedule as possible. I move that we adjourn, and hearing no objection, I'm going to declare us adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you all for a good meeting.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good evening.
Good night.
Bye.